Friday, middle of nowhere, limited interaction with the public. Dream. I'll take it. Oh, hang on, let me get a pen. Boilers on the blink. Internet is spotty. Septic tank. Humping. I mean, look, anything's better than here. No worries. I'll be there Friday. Cheers, Jeremy.
Whew. Well, best get a move on then.
Adnoddiadau yn dod mewn o teulu lleol yn dweud bod anifeiliaid fferm yn mynd ar gôl o ffermiau o gwmpas Aberhonddu. Mwy ar raglen.
Barely nine. Seriously. Right, come on then.
Past the traverses, then we're going to head through Gnome Passage until we reach the Corkscrew. Down through the Maypole until we get to the Oxbow. Now once there, we're going to turn around and we'll be back here by 5. That's enough time for you to get to your date, Hugo.
Hugo!
No, don't wait, you're going to smash it. Go on, mate.
Hey, gang. Heading up the mountain.
Oh, all right, love. You must be Kimberly. Ian was telling us about. You're the new keeper, right? We're about to head off. We've got the keys. I've sorted our survey out already. Everything's all sorted.
It's Lee, and yes, I am the new keeper. Looks like you're all raring to go, but I need to get you all logged in and signed out first.
Oh, yeah. Ian never really made us go through all that. We're here most weekends, so...
That's nice, but I'm not Ian. I need you all to follow process. The cave will still be there in half an hour. Get your group and follow me.
Right.
Is your mate over there waiting for something, or...?
No, it's just us today, love. Listen, I know it's your
first... First day here, yes, but not my first day doing this. So if anything goes wrong, it's on me. Give me 5 minutes to get my bearings, we can fill out the forms, and you can be on your way.
Kim, babes, look, we've already done that. Ian gave us the keys, so we've signed everything and we've left it in the wreck. We'll be checking the stone circle before we head in. The water levels in the stream at the bottom entrance, they're low, right? So we're not anticipating any flooding. And we're not even kitted for climbs or sumps, so we're staying away from those areas,
fine.
Right?
Fine. If you're not on the mountain path by 5:30, I'll call in Mountain Rescue.
Cheers, love. Right, come on, you lot. We're going to head out. Let's go.
Great first impression. Damn those cavers. Right, let's see what I'm getting myself into then. For the potential keeper. Dear Miss Kimberly. Ugh, Miss Kimberly. I hope your journey was pleasant, and I wish I was there to welcome you back to this beautiful corner of the world. I know you're likely to have questions. The book on the desk should have everything you need to know, but I wanted to personally give you a heads up. You should know what you're getting into before you accept the post. Banai Brechinyog
is old land,
and those who live here,
are stuck in their ways. Old land is land that is ancient. Before stories were told and before us humans crawled out of the water, this land was here. And the creatures that call this land home are very precious of it. We're just visitors here, but this is their home. And they've been here longer than we can imagine. The mists that roll off the mountains in the morning, the water that flows through the caves, the moss that crawls over the boots left outside. It's all alive, and it's all magic. Magic in an ancient way that sends shivers down your spine. Most of it is good. It likes what we're doing and the care we give for this place. A few small offerings won't go amiss, but they'll do no harm. There must always be balance in these old lands. And for everything good, there's something that's not. The book will give you more details, but I promise it's real. All of it. I love this land, and everything that inhabits it. But I made a mistake. I had to leave. Please, don't make those same mistakes. If this is all too much for you by this point, then by all means, walk away. You won't be stopped. Read the book to make a better informed decision, but you'll need to be gone by sundown. The creatures here follow old traditions, and if you stay the night in the keeper's hut, you'll be seen as the keeper. If you don't want this, don't say it. Don't introduce yourself. And don't do anything a keeper would do. And don't be here when the sun dips below the horizon.
Well, fuck. There's a list of household chores on the fridge, and downstairs you'll have seen the maps and surveys. The computer is connected to dial-up, and the emergency radio is set to 12.5 FM.
Our call sign is Dragon.
Bit on the nose.
I truly hope you'll love this land as I did. But young eyes are what's needed now. I wish you all the luck in whatever you choose. Ian.
Well, looks like I've taken this job whether I like it or not. Great work, Lee. Oh, I should have put whiskey in this. I can see the group of cavers from earlier out the window. making their way up the mountain. Six of them in red and blue dry suits, one hanging further back in yellow. They've got 7 hours down Glan Ogof. Enough time for me to get to grips with this old land thing. It's actually a pretty nice space down here. The centre looks like it's been built from a row of terraced mining cottages. And while the first cottage is purely for rec use, the downstairs of the other two have been turned into a command centre of sorts. While upstairs is my own space. I have a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchen and a sitting room with an open fire. No TV, but an old radio I can use to break the silence when I'm reading. Or when I'm feeling like this. Oh, there's a piece of lined paper on the fridge. Another one of Ian's notes. Logs for the fire are kept in the wood store outside. New firewood will be left by the store every other Tuesday. Milk is delivered every morning in the blue crate past the front gate. Don't leave the crate inside the grounds. Water the plants every other day except Sundays. Keep the rosemary bushes watered daily. Put fresh water in the bird baths when they've dried up. The long stone outside also has a bowl of water. Keep that topped up with water from the stream. On Sundays, clean the windowsills with the oil in the top cabinet drawer and sprinkle some salt on the sills and steps around the cottages. It keeps more than the slugs away. I'm starting to think that Ian was more than a bit paranoid. Oh, there's even more on the back. If you ever feel like someone else has entered, use the kit in the top cabinet drawer right away. Sure. Oh!
Bloody window.
Can't see the caving group anymore. Must have made it to the top entrance. So quiet here. Fresh air fills my lungs with energy. Oh, all I want to do is explore, but that damned group is stopping me from heading out. All I can see for miles ahead of me is the beauty of the beacons. Well, that and the old slate wall marking the boundary between me and the wilderness of Banai Brycheiniog. In the centre of this little garden, away from the vegetable patch, I can see the long stone Ian mentioned. A pewter bowl surrounded by some dried leaves and other bits of garden detritus. I suppose now is as good a time as any to fill it. It seems to be a source point for whatever river this turns out to be. It must be the same stream that runs through the caves around here. I bet the hedgehogs like having something to drink from. This place is breathtaking. I'm home. Work time. So the command centre makes up the majority of the space down here. One wall is dominated by a massive whiteboard for emergency route planning. There's only one group on the calendar and nothing marked over the weekend. Okay, gives me time to explore. Oh, and do a food shop. One wall is filled with bookcases, stuffed with books and maps. The back wall has a few large cave maps on display. I can see the features the group were talking about earlier on one of them. The known passage and the maypole, clearly marked. Under the window is a desk with a computer I haven't seen since year 11 ICT. This beige relic is apparently my link to the internet. And seeing as I hardly get mobile signal here, let alone 5G. Oh, I wanted this solitude, so I can't complain. The book's upstairs. I don't think I'm ready for that yet. Oh, the left cottage has been turned into a rec centre. This main room is filled with comfy sofas, a key safe, and there's an open kitchen with a tea urn and microwave. Well, less of a kitchen, more of a mug shrine. Laminated signs remind visitors to keep the place clean and tidy, sweep and mop after a visit, and leave bins and recycling in the bin store on the front road. Huh. Under no circumstances are visitors permitted to stay overnight on the grounds. The closest campsite is 2 miles away on Penrallt. Well, what's upstairs if it's not dorms like in other centres? Ah, there's the paperwork the cave has left me. Okay, looks like all the right details are here. Route, home location, contact numbers. Right now they should be past the corkscrew and heading further down the stream. Another hour and they'll start heading back? Wait. Oh, what the fuck? They've only signed for 6 people. Oh, I knew they were assholes. Can't deal with a woman being in charge, but this is... I mean, what if they have an accident? Oh, see, this is why we do paperwork. It's not a fun day out. This is the difference between life and... 6, 2, 3, 4. Hey, hi, it's Lee from the Bracken Keepers Centre. Yeah, I've got this number listed as a contact for Dylan Greenhook. He's leading a team down Glan Ogof today. Yeah, no, they're still underground from what I can tell. I just wanted to check. How many numbers have you got going down your side? 6. Okay, yeah, thanks for that. Well, I've got paperwork for 6, but there was a 7th when they signed in this morning, and I've got no details for them. Anyway, thanks again. Oh! Down those cavers. I saw the little group over the horizon about 20 minutes ago, so they should be here soon. Well, I hope they enjoyed their last little underground journey for...
The guy, the one in the yellow, why didn't you call it in?
Sorry, love, what are you on about? This is all of us.
No, I saw him hanging around behind you when I arrived, and I counted you all as you went up this morning. Don't bullshit me just because I'm new.
Sure, love, yeah, first day jitters, is it? Look, I think someone's had too much coffee. Listen, we're tired from caving all day, so we're gonna go shower and get shaved.
No, don't you dare. I'm the keeper of this place, not Ian, and certainly not you. I know what I saw, and I know you've broken club regs by...
I told you, love. It is just the 6 of us. Now, let us past so we can get cleaned up. We've got more important things to do.
Stand around talking to some crazy lady.
Fine. You're all banned for the season.
You can't do that. We didn't pick anyone up. Listen, I promise. It was always just the 6 of us.
Don't care. Key now.
Love, I'm not bullshitting you.
Now!
Now I'm the big scary lady who's bandying mates from pissing about here every week. Watched as they dejectedly got into their minivan and drove away. Any second now, they'll slow back down to pick up Yellow Jacket Tourist so they can drop him off in the town. I bet they've left the wreck in a right state. But that's a job for tomorrow. Right, suppose I should read this bloody book. It's too late for me to quit the job, according to Ian's note. Probably some sort of test to make sure I stick around to keep his mates happy. Right. Brecon Beaker's Centre, rules and regs. Nice bit of light reading to send me to sleep. Oh, God, this book's heavy. Oh, black-bound journal that's clearly handwritten, but not just by Ian. Okay. Rule number one. Read the book before performing any keeper duties. Well, clearly broken that one. Rule number two. If any group appears to be being followed by a visitor in a yellow jacket, advise them to visit another day. Further information on this creature... What? Creature? Okay. Gukur-Ogov.
Gukur-Ogov. First recorded sighting 1912, while replicating a farmer. Recent sightings report it masquerading as a tourist in a yellow raincoat. The Gukur-Ogov makes itself known by attempting to blend in with a group of cavers. It will choose a victim and segregate them from the group before incapacitating them. The Gukur-Ogov will replicate the victim's vocal patterns in an attempt to evade notice. Upon surfacing, it will integrate itself into the group before leaving. The victim will be devoured by the Gukur-Ogov upon its return. It has been known to take orders from the keeper and can interpret instructions in a cyclical manner. If you suspect a member of a caving group is being targeted, advise them to cancel the descent. No victims have ever been found alive.
Oh. Oh, fuck. Thank you for listening to episode one of The Keeper. Lee was played by Laura Jeffs, Dylan by Duncan Hallis, and Ian by Tobias Weatherburn. The show was written and directed by Becca Lidstone. Sound design and composing was provided by Oliver Morris. Additional sound was provided by Peter Collins Wells. Artwork was provided by Dakin Design, recorded at Cobra Music Studios, Newport. This show was produced by you, through crowdfunding, word of mouth, and hope. Thank you to our wonderful supporters and donators, who, without your support, we wouldn't have been able to create this. If you like this episode, it's available to purchase on Bandcamp. We'll be applying for further funding to continue to create this story, so please keep an ear out on our socials for future news. Diolch yn fawr.